and made it here alive, thank God. You know, New Jersey, you can get quite lost in because it's not like a little island.
Well, it's good to be here.
I'm glad.
Thanks for having me again. It's good to be back.
That's cool. How have you been? What's been going on since you finished your touring with Todd Rundgren?
Well, we just finished just about a week ago. A week ago today was our last show.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Atlanta last Saturday. And I flew home on Sunday, so I've spent the week sleeping. No, actually, I've been working really hard at home on a new record. So most of my time, I have a very small window of opportunity to put some time together and work on my own material and between tours. So I have another week and a half of home recording to do, and then I go out and do some solo shows in the middle of May.
That's good.
So I try to I try to squeeze everything into, you know, little compartments of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's good. I saw you in February in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that was a one-off. That was just like a one show out of the clear blue, and it was fun at the M Room, right in Philadelphia.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a good show. I had fun that night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I could tell. You were picking on people as they got up to leave.
Yeah,
like,
well,
not leaving. Like, they might have had to take care of some personal things, you know?
Like going to the bathroom?
That's the thing, you know?
Yeah, I like to do that stuff, you know, the
audience.
This
is why I always sit way in back.
So I don't notice that you have to go to the bathroom when you have to go to the
Pretty
bathroom?
Pretty much. No, the other thing is sound is a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, even if I go to, like, a show, like, I don't want to be right up front.
Yeah.
I want to be kind of in the back because sound's better.
Yeah. Usually the best place is where the sound mixer is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's, if you're in a concert and stuff and
depends on how good the sound mixer is.
Yeah. But, you know, well, that's true. But, you don't want to be too close. You don't want to be too far away. You want to just, there's a sweet spot, you know.
Oh, we just heard The Rascals, and I start things off with Smokey Robinson all the time. I saw The Rascals last summer.
You did? Because I know Dino Danelli's a friend, and I know the original band is kind of, they're almost like the original members are back. Together.
Well, I know Felix Cavalieri is outrageous.
Yeah.
And he was great. He was so great. And he played with the Shondells.
Uh-huh.
All right, so he
played
with
Tommy James.
First. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And his sound mixer was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And Tommy James and the Shondells, they were like so loud that people were like going like this.
Well, you know, I played with Tommy James.
Mm-hmm.
I played with Tommy James in 1999 or 2000 or 2001 or 2000. I can't remember what year it was, but I did a couple, maybe about a year and a half with Tommy on and off. And he uses these two amplifiers on stage, and he is so loud on stage. He's a wonderful guy. He's a great, great guy.
I believe it.
But he plays so loud on stage that the rest of the band is competing with him just to be heard. So that's why probably the sound mixer was trying to get the PA to be louder than Tommy's amps, which is, it's not easy.
Well, I know that what we wound up doing is this was a big auditorium in Ocean Grove and all open doors.
Mm-hmm.
So we all kind of went in the back and danced around. And it's so much fun. It was so much fun.
Yeah, well, the thing is with all those shows like The Rascals and Tommy James is that those songs are just so familiar. They're ingrained in our memories, you know. So like you hear them and you can't help but smile, you know, because we know them. We know them so well.
Right.
You know.
So, yeah, I've been really happy to learn all the new music, though.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I like a lot of the stuff that's out now.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, you have a DVD out, right?
Yeah.
It's Live in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a few years old.
Yeah. You're still selling copies of that?
Yeah, you could still buy copies.
Yeah.
Sure.
In chasmstore.com?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have something from the Atlanta show that my fiery godmother sent me.
Your fiery godmother?
Yeah. Very fiery godmother. She's lives in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So she sent me Cliche Live in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I think I'll Put it on. How's that?
It sounds like a deal.
All right, good. And we'll talk more after the songs are over, all right, people? Thanks for listening. This is 90.3 The Core. This is Cliche on 90.3 The Core.